It's not us no more.
What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. So today is the first episode of November, new month, and it really feels like yesterday, actually. Today, I decided to do this episode because I want to tell you a little bit about me and my happiness, of course. 4 months ago, I did an episode calling How Not to Be Sad, and for some reason, it is my most listening to episode, I think. At the beginning of this year, I was going through very difficult times. My 2024, the beginning was horrible. All January and February, I was crying at night, having bad dreams, and I was saying over and over again, why did this happen to me? I hated my life. I still do it, but to make it clear, but now I'm more positive, and I know that everything can change. Then the pandemic started, and with that came my problems from my hands. My body looked horrible, and I feel that I could not escape from the place where I am. I thought that I had lost all my opportunities to have the life I always wanted. For some reason, I started exercise and began to do this episode, actually. In the month of March, I decided that every time I cried, I will take a picture so that the day I arrive with my dreams, hopefully soon, I will remember where I came from and in case at some point I'm going through something bad with that pictures, I will remember how I was before. You know, just for perspective, the months of March, April, and May, I did not take the pictures. I have some, but not all the pictures. But in the months of June, I took pictures every time I cried in that month, and I have like 13 pictures, which means I cried 13 times that month. In that month of July, I have 8 pictures. In August, I have 3, which is fantastic, and in September, I also have 3. In the month of October, I have 4 pictures, but the first one, I cried because a character from my favorite series died, which doesn't count much, but I decided to put it because it reminds me that you can cry without feeling miserable. Sadly, the next time I cried that month, it was because of something horrible, but it reminds me of that picture that I need to live here, and I can't stay here where I am. Maybe later I will tell you why, but not today, honey. Crying is part of being a human. I think that crying is important because we need to purify ourselves. We need to let off a step, and crying helps us. Crying helps the soul, but I think that crying so much is not so good. I'm talking about me, okay? I feel that I am not a person who has depression. I do not feel that I need help because I can stand up, continue with my life after a mental breakdown, and continue working all this by my own will. I know that there are people in this world who need help. If you feel that you need help, ask for it. In case I understood that I am the only one that can take me to the path of happiness that I desire so much. You know what I mean? This episode is called How to Be Really Happy, because I'm going to tell you that I have done it to stop crying so much, you know, to stop having negative thoughts and a miserable life. First of all, there is something that is toxic in my life, and that is social media, okay? Everybody knows that social media is toxic, and trying to pretend something is toxic too. This reminds me a lot of the movies years ago where you had to pretend things with society, and now we keep doing the same thing, but now it's through social media. I remember that before I feel I need to post everything on my social media as if it was my obligation. I posted what I was doing, how I feel. Many times I made huge stories saying I was going to do about my life plans and how I feel, my you know, my relationship situation and that stuff. At first, it was, you know, cool, but then when something changed and things did not go as I wanted, in my mind, I had an anxiety attack, and though everyone will say, you know, will say I'm a liar, and I need to tell them what happened, and that happened again and again. I was feel absorbing. I was judging me, and if I did not upload something, you know, upload something, and if I uploaded something different, everyone will say bad things about me. It became an endless cycle. But I'm going to put a clip of Billie Eilish.
Don't post everything you think. Don't. Just don't. If you're watching this right now, anybody, if anybody is watching this, don't post your feelings. Don't do it to yourself.
Here, first of all, I want to tell you that nobody really cares what you are doing every second of your day. I understand that they are things that you need to say. We're human beings and we need to communicate things. But sometimes we do it too much and bad things happen. We don't think much about what we are going to post on the internet, and that's why we end up being canceled or kidnapped. Revealing our whole life and the internet is not necessary. You know, sometimes it's cool. Since I stopped posting everything that made my life happier, I don't have to give explanations, tell anybody about what I'm doing. You know, the second thing that changed my life from being Mr. Evil to being a little less Mr. Evil was green tea. Yeah, it sounds crazy, strange. Remember that I keep track of my emotions because I'm crazy and I like to analyze myself. In June and July were the months I cried the most. And in those months, I did not drink green tea. But since in August, I started drinking green tea in the morning and at the night, and oh my god, changed my life, like really. I researched on the internet if it had something to do, and the internet says that, you know, drinking green tea helps you with depression. This does not mean green tea will solve your problems, but I think that giving you some time for yourself and drinking tea could help. I used it to not drink tea because they never bought it in my house. What always we have is coffee, but I don't like coffee because it stays in my teeth. Besides, I don't like it pure coffee. I like it with milk and a lot of sugar, and I'm afraid of ingesting a lot of sugar because it causes like diabetes. And actually, the coffee can cause anxiety to drink coffee, you know, to drink coffee. And I don't know, most teenagers have a lot of anxiety and drink coffee a lot, so it is connected, like really, I don't know. Besides, coffee produces insomnia, and I like to have my moment at night, so drinking coffee for me is not a real option. But coffee is also not that bad. It has many vitamins. It helps with digestion, among other things. So the problem is that coffee is addictive, and I am a crazy person who is always obsessing, and I know if I started drinking coffee, I will never stop. So coffee and alcohol is not for me, because I know that the moment I try a beer, I will become an alcoholic. So So green tea is the best option. I will say I drink one thing in the morning and another in evening with pure water. I do not put sugar on anything. It is pure green tea, and I'm happy. I like it better than pure coffee. It adapts to me. The problem is that sometimes I'm poor, you know. Green tea is over, and it is the first time since like 3 months ago that I stopped drinking my tea. I will wait for more green tea to be bought at my home, and try to survive. But it's okay, you know, the body needs to rest. The third thing of my list of how to be really happy is have a skin routine. In my case, it's a neutral soap that cost me $1, water and coconut oil for my eyebrows and eyelashes. Every night I brush my teeth, then I wash my face and I put the oil, and that's it. I would like it to have all the magic oils that all the YouTubers like tell me buy, but I cannot at this time buy all this stuff. But that little routine has made me happy. It gives me like a purpose. If you can add a cream for your skin type, I think it will be like amazing. In my case, I could not buy one, but very soon I will, so do not worry, okay? Please. The point of this point is that you need to take care of yourself, no matter if it's something very basic like me, but I think it's great. You don't need to spend off many miracle products to take care of your little face. Besides, Trill Soft is one of the best soaps for the face because the pH of the soap is similar to your face. Plus, it's very cheap, and many times having so many products for the face and expensive is bad for your face. And the most, you know, neutral ones are always the best. You know, natural is the best, always. The only thing I would recommend is that you buy a good cream for your skin type because it is, you know, necessary. Another thing that helped me is to be positive. I started looking for phrases on Instagram. Follow positive accounts, look for praises in Pinterest, everything that told me like keep going, because a negative mind is never going to lead you to a positive life. Changing your way of thinking, it's one of the most difficult things I am doing. Actually, the fifth thing that helped me to be happy is to stop following trash accounts, to stop following gossip people, to stop following negative accounts. It really makes me sick that there are so many people saying negative things on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter once in a while. It's cool, but when it's too much, the vibe is weird, you know, the energy is different. If you don't like someone's content, don't follow them. And I'm not talking about influencers, I'm talking about your friends too. If you don't like what your friends are uploading, stop following them. I have friends who upload pure content that I don't like, you know. Many things of hate or frustrating me was so much that silence it of the accounts pity that it cannot be done in Instagram, so I decided to remove them. I like you, but I don't like your content, my friend, so sorry. I feel it is not really personal. Obviously, at some point, they will realize that you stopped following them, but I don't know. I do not think they realize, and if they ask you, you'll just say like, sorry, my fault was my fault, my bad, like that stuff. I think I was a mistake, and follow them again, and then stop following, and by then, they will have understood the point. They will never ask you again. Keep away from toxic people and also people who make your life toxic. I swear, I really swear, if you do that, your life will be better and less miserable. And if that, yeah, that includes family. And last but not least, create a vision board. It's a creative space that you create with the intention of visualizing daily the things you want to achieve in your life, like dreams and that stuff. It can be like physical space, such as a wall board, a painting, or a section of a journal, or it can be done digitally. Yeah, in my case, I have my vision board in my computer as a wallpaper, and I have it in my computer science, you know, it's the only safe space I have. And it is the only thing I have since I don't have a room, my own room. Besides my computer, it's only mine. It is very private since not everybody has to know my dreams and my goals. Just me, you know. Besides my computer, it's very special for me. And so my vision board could be a better place, you know. In my vision board, I have places where I would like to be, people I admire, people I would like to meet, things I would like to do, everything. Thing that gives me motivation, it's welcome in my life. The true sense I know I can have a better life and really dreams come true has changed my life. I just started to be a little happier, you know. Hope made me feel better. Now I want to say a daily repeat or something like that, okay? I want to you say this with me. With me. Now I want to repeat every day the words that I wanna, that I gonna say. Yeah, okay? 1, 2, 3. I will remain focused on my goals. Even if I have a moment of difficulty, I will not give up. I know success comes with consistency. I don't know how to say that. Okay, I know that I will make it. Things will get better. No problem or change will stop me. Everything I deserve is coming my way. I'm gonna post this on daily repeat in my Instagram, in my Twitter, in my TikTok, and Pinterest, in every place, because you know my English and that stuff. But I want to repeat this every day. If you really feel you need help to go a doctor, you know, you just need to go a doctor, talk with your therapist, talk to a friend. But if you are a stubborn one like me and feel you can handle all the problems in the world, don't give up. And keep fighting, because you are a warrior who's never stopped fighting, okay? I hope you feel like good. Kisses and hugs. See you in the next episode.